Hey, I told y'all I was gonna pull up on Smith.
Hey, you and Rich already know.
Hey, look, I love it. I told him I was not working.
Free smoke joint. They don't know what time it is.
T-Bug Crawford.
Yeah. Everybody know who the champion is at 147, who the king is. And he's too small. He little. He light in the ass.
Hey, look.
Ain't nobody say Floyd was lighting ass.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this song. Let's do it.
Well, it's like this. Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another immediate reaction. We are back. Maurice Hooker puts on a hell of a performance, destroying Alex Salcido. And Terrence Crawford puts on a hell of a performance, pulling up on one Earl Spence Jr. Yo, it was Liddy tonight on ESPN. Whoa. Joe Tessitore, I don't know, kind of spitting that words and having to chew them right back up or live on air, you know, calling Hooker the B-side, and then the B-side cleans up with the A-side. But yeah, man, we're here to discuss Maurice Hooker's performance. And like I said, Terrence Crawford running down on Earl. I mean, not only on social media, but physically, like, and then bringing one time into it saying that he's not scared like Keith Thurman or the perception of Keith Thurman in the welterweight division when it comes to wanting to fight Earl Spence and the reluctancy of doing so. But yeah, man, this is what we're here to talk about. So if you're interested, you know what to do. It's a late street. I mean, it's about to be 2 a.m. on the East Coast. We rocking out. I'm going to go out to Indiana.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in. BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah. Maurice Hooker back in his bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Alex Salcido, man. He put up a good performance. Even got a knockdown. But Maurice Hooker showed why he is a champion. Went overseas, got a belt, went to somebody's backyard, overcame a knockdown, and knocked him out. Well, didn't knock him out, but ref had to stop it.
Now, that was a knockout, bro.
I mean, you know what it is. I don't
walking his ass like a dog, bro. He was walking.
Intro. Can I get my intro off?
I mean, I thought that was your intro.
Nah, man,
you got that that choppy screw Paul Wall shit going on. I never know when you done.
You thought that was my intro. And I ain't bring up the one, the pound for pound king came to Oklahoma and said his son had a wrestling tournament. He don't say he went to the boxing match on the other side of the street, other side of the arena, whatever you want to call it, figure of speech. Went over there, hey, what to do, Earl? Earl looking like, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You gonna pull up on me like that? But we'll get into it. We'll break it down. I'm gonna pass it by.
Let's get into it. Cause I sandbagged, you know, the little Crawford fan, Mike over here. What you mean Crawford pulled up on Spence? See, you just like an Eddie Hearn sheep. So Crawford put something on his IG and you repeat that shit. Last I checked, Maurice Hooker ain't signed a top rank. Last I checked, Salcido ain't boys with motherfucking Earl Spence. Last I checked, Salcido is cool with top rank. Last I checked, Bradley cool with top rank. Crawford cool with top rank. Last I checked, normally Bo Mack or Terrence Crawford at a top rank event. So the one that really pulled up was my son Earl Spence when he just pulled up to an across the street event.
Bro, hold on, you nigga, you tripped.
Ho, fam. You had your shot. See, you had your shot. You had your shot. But you ain't seen this, huh?
Was sparring in the gym where he met Saucedo at. It was Earl's gym. What are you talking about?
I know. And
they from Dallas.
No. Earl was there for Hooker, if you ain't get the point yet. He was in there for Saucedo. Yeah, he knows Saucedo. Yeah, they know Saucedo. And Saucedo got met. He was found through sparring Earl, but that ain't got nothing to do with you saying and Crawford claiming he pulled up on Earl. How you going to pull up on me when I'm coming to yo hood? Top rank events is yo hood.
Oh, man.
Top rank events is yo hood.
No.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. Come on, stop it, B. Stop it.
Drunk, nigga,
I stand back. You. I knew you was going to go that route. So I'm like, yeah, the number one, the one. Bruh. All right, so tell me this. Let me get this last question.
Did he run down on him?
Let me get this last question off to you, right? Plain and simple. How many PBC fights have you seen Crawford at?
At the Wilder fights, I have. A couple of them.
Wilder fight.
I don't know.
I don't remember that shit, but all right. I'm gonna let you get that lie in.
That's beside the point. Y'all want him out. He was just on the side of the street.
Yeah, no, you the one said he pulled out.
Like something gonna pop off at a motherfucking arena. Earl went to go support his boy Maurice Hooker from Dallas, man. Crawford not from Dallas. He from Oklahoma. He from Omaha. And he went to Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? To see a fight. And then he was like, damn, Earl over there. Earl is over there. Earl didn't come up and say, hey, Crawford, how you doing? No, bruh. No. Bud went over there like, what's up, man? How you been living? I'm the pound for pound king. I'm the number one 147 in the world.
Bruh. You heard what Earl told him.
I'll be what?
Light in the ass.
What?
You're too light in the ass.
I'm light in the ass, but you fighting me. Mikey Garcia?
Bruh, told him in his face, bruh.
But you fight Mikey Garcia?
What? That's the same thing he told Garcia, and Garcia kept asking for it, so Garcia got it.
I ain't gonna be ducking you like Keith Thurman, nigga. I ain't gonna get hurt. I want the work.
Yeah, so
I came down on you. You didn't come find me, nigga. I came and found you, homie.
Bruh, Crawford was there scouting his next fight. He ain't come find nothing.
Bruh, he got up.
He was scouting.
Nigga, you saw the tweet. Did Earl tweet it out?
You seen what Earl tweeted out? He said, stop it, man. You know I'm in the building. You know I'm here.
And then he went and found him.
You know he found him, nigga.
Don't hide, baby. You're in the building, nigga, let me know.
Yo, your man's out here trying to build a story. Meanwhile, my man making story, huh?
Nigga, what story he building?
He making history. He about to be the pound for pound fighter. Now, hold on. He about to be the pound for pound fighter. Could Crawford say the same?
Say what now?
Earl Spence is about to be a pound for pound fighter. Can Crawford say the same?
We'll fight him, yeah.
Why?
Nigga, down. Oh, you can't be want the fight. Y'all don't want the fight.
Yo, I like what Hooker was doing, man. He fights behind the long jab. Mike still got the echo. I've been trying to just see if it's going to go away. It's never going to go away. He's just an echo king. Always got some background. He like a DJ and shit with broken quarter jacks. But anyway, I think Hooker squares up a little bit, man. I think he could have did a lot better than what he done, but he done amazing. His left, at one point, I'm like, damn, he whips that left hook. And I'm like, wow, it's ironic that his name is Hooker because he's really landing that hook, especially when he has the right distance, you know what I mean? He was getting hit with a lot of jabs. It seemed like Saucedo had very good timing in there. He was able to, get in with the left and also time him with the overhand right a lot. Hooker was just resilient. He wanted it more. He bit down, and he had dog, man. Almost every end of each round, he would be the last man still throwing punches. I mean, there were a couple of rounds straight where I questioned, was he hitting Salcido after the bell, because he kept letting the combinations fly so close to the bell, right?
You got to fight through the whistle, man. You got to fight through the whistle. I don't know what's going on, but this guy was throwing punches when the bell dung, dung, every time.
He got a lot of dog in him, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be a hell of a fight between him and Ramirez. I don't know if they're going to make that. I know that that was what, let's say, Top Rank and Bob Arum wanted if Salcido win, but now that, you know, Hooker is not there, and Hooker, shout out to Hooker, standing up for his company on air. He's like, yeah, I want Ramirez, but we're going to have to do that in my zone. He's going to have to step into my zone now, even though he ain't say the zone, but we know what he meant. We know what he meant, you know?
The zone. He said, that's going to have to be on the zone, though.
Oh, I thought he was stepping to my zone. But, yeah, all right, well, look, the point is we all got it, right? And that was clever of him. Ramirez didn't look like he was training, but Ramirez trains with Robert Garcia. I mean, I guess you ain't got to be training if you ain't got to fight, right? What are you
talking about this shit, though, bro? Something got to be said, bro. Every time an able fighter comes up, he get his ass beat. Every time. Since Triple G. Earlier this year, bro, he been getting his ass, fighters been getting their ass towed through. Something's got to change, Abel. Back to the drawing board. But, hey, I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority. But I was happy when I heard Kriegel and Tim Bradley say something about it. I was like, yes, about damn time. But Abel fighters have been getting destroyed. Like, it hasn't even been fucking competitive. But, hey, I digress. Go ahead, Ness. Go ahead. Fuck it.
Nah, I mean, listen, it was a great performance. Great performance. It had its moments of good back and forth action. You know, Salcido put up a good fight. But ultimately, Maurice Hooker, you know, I know in spots it looks like he's not fighting with his height and distance and his reach, but I think that from, you know, the majority of the fight, he is fighting within a distance. There was a round where he took off and he was on the ropes and he was trying some things, but ultimately, you know, stepping back and allowing those punches to fly, he was always able to finish with that left hook cleanly because of the distance. Like, Salcido just couldn't get away with it. He couldn't gauge that reach of Hooker at that good.
Bro, that right hand from Hooker is something nice, bro. He got a fast
straight
one.
Right, too. Straight right. You know, I questioned it, though. I questioned that power. I mean, Salcido took so many. But after a couple of rounds of that, it's just like, how could he take so many more, right? And they started to affect him. But at first, I'm like, damn, Hooker's letting the right hands. In that first round, Hooker let a lot of hands, you know, a lot of right hands.
That was nice. Yeah. I was like, damn. I was like, fuck, why we ain't do a fucking live fight. But it was a nice first round, though, bro. They came out, like, to fucking prove a point. Like, hey, Jose Ramirez, this is who you're going to be getting. And both guys came out strong. Then fucking Salcido in the second round caught a Hooker with, like, a grazing right hand. Like, it wasn't even flush, but it kind of, like, grazed him on like, the temple area.
Mm-hmm.
Got back up and shit. Was the storm?
Yeah, it bust him up too. You know, it was a grazing, but I don't know if it hit the nose or what. Because immediately he had blood all across the face.
That is true.
So, but it wasn't like a knockdown that he needed full recovery from. It was more of a flash knockdown because he got up and he fought very hard in that round. He didn't want to let that be a 10-8 round. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Even the round he took off, he like came off the ropes and he was throwing like hella fire punches too. Like, he was shit throwing like the last 10 seconds. Like, he was, as soon as the fucking little dun dun happened, he came off the ropes and actually had a pretty good off. But I was like, was that enough? Is that enough? Because while he was on the ropes, even though he was on the ropes like chilling, Salcido wasn't really getting no clean shots off. Everything was like, touch, 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 you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that clean, so.
Well, let's get on out to the people, man, and see what their thoughts was on the Maurice Hooker destruction of Salcedo, and obviously Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford finally meet up. and exchange words, which we will just refresh the world.
Hey, I told y'all I was gonna pull up on Spence.
Hey, you remember?
I love it. I told him I want that word. I told him I want that word. This ain't no Keith Thurman shit. That's why we be scared and shit.
Yo, they all gonna eat their words playing Thurman out.
Free smoke, Jordan. They don't know what time it is.
T-Bug Crawford.
Yeah. Everybody know who the champion is at 147 who the king is. And he's too small. He's too small. He little. He light in the ass.
Hey, look.
Yo, Crawford's saying the right things. It's about time. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I've been doing this for a while. I've been watching him for a while. And, like, we complain because he was that Andre Ward type personality. And he's really coming out and coming into his own. And that was all the right answers. All the right answers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, pulling the Floyd card was the smartest card. Ain't nobody say Floyd was too small. They still don't. They wanted him to fight Triple G before Triple G took a loss. They wanted him to go to 160. They ain't never think Floyd was small. Hopefully Crawford...
rematch with Canelo right now.
Yeah, they want to rematch with Canelo right now. We all take it right now because that's how skilled he is. Hopefully Crawford can live up to that. But that was a beautiful answer. I'm going to go out to the callers. But first...
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Man, before we take any calls, we got almost 200 people watching. We need every single one of you motherfuckers to smash that thumbs up button. We up almost 2 o'clock in the morning doing a show? Come on, man. Help us out. Don't cost you nothing. Smash that bitch.
Exactly. We're going to go out to Scorsese on Skype. What up?
Hey, man, that boy Hooker impressed me tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I didn't even watch that Flanagan fight, and it was 100% because the name Flanagan was involved in it. I'm not watching him, no Crowler, no Burns, no none of that shit. But tonight was it was a breath of fresh air since we ain't got nothing coming up to like December the 1st and shit. You know, that was dope. They put the top card on right away. They didn't make you wait for the meme machine, Terrence Crawford next opponent and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's doing all these run-ups and shit, but we run up and down your resume, we going to keep on seeing meme machine. We ain't going to give a shit. You need to get over there with Al Heyman and get out that damn contract like Mikey Garcia. That's just how I'm looking at it. But, yeah, I ain't going to say much about that little run-up because it's a boy down there at 140. And Jose Ramirez, he might beat the shit out of Maurice Hooker, but then again, Maurice Hooker might beat the shit out of him. I just think that'd be a dog-ass war right there. Ramirez slip outside of that right hand and probably just land left hooks to the body, triple left hooks to the body. That motherfucker's special with that left hook. Josh Taylor gonna win the 140-pound thing. He gonna knock Progre out. He gonna knock Baranchek out. They ain't gonna fuck around and knock one of them out too, or they gonna fuck around and knock him out. But this ain't a lot of money in the division, so they need to quit playing. I don't give a damn about no DAZN, no ESPN. These fight costs about $500K. Why they bullshitting? So they you know they need to go ahead and put them things on. Hell, do one on one network, one on the other network. That sounds like a plan. Shit. The first here, rematch over there. Jose Ramirez definitely the A side. He be selling out where he from? Stockton or some shit.
Somewhere like
that. He be selling the shit out that motherfucker. David, man, so lazy. Man. Yeah.
How do you feel about the midnight start?
I'm good. I got the fight right away. I watched Showbox. The Wilder, the Fury was on for about 10 minutes. I turned from that.
That boy in is nice. That boy in is nice.
Yeah. He need to step his damn competition up immediately. Yes. He need to get a what's the white boy from Pennsylvania be getting knocked out by he got beat by Felix Diaz. He got beat by
cut it. Yo, with all the minutes. Thanks for calling. Immediate reaction. You know we only giving out a minute. We're going to Lionel in Las Vegas. Talk to me.
What's happening? Can y'all hear me?
Loud and
clear. Is it about 10 o'clock in Vegas? 10:30?
Yeah, about that. What's happening? Hey, real quick, shout out to Hooker. Maurice, he did his thing. Real quick, Crawford, come on, man, stop playing. Vince is the truth. Now, we already know, yes, Spence fighting Garcia, but either way it go, Spence beat Garcia, he not going to get the love. Like, they not going to respect it. A win is a win. All they going to say is, oh, he was supposed to do that. Crawford, come on now. You got handed the belt. I'm not taking nothing from Crawford. You came in at 147. They handed you Horn. Horn is a bum. Come on now. Come on now. Let's clean that up. And Porter, he going to hold. Porter going to hold on to the belt. He just got the belt back. He don't want no problems with nobody. So he fighting a bum. He going to go hide out. Thurman's a bum. It's my thing, though. Garcia talking about he want to be the best. So why you leave? You could have fought Lomachenko. Why didn't Garcia fight Crawford? Like, these are all these games. At the end of the day, Spence going to fight whoever and put hands on whoever. Nobody wants them hands at 147 right now. That's my call.
Lionel, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going out to Joshua, New Orleans. Talk to me.
Yeah, what up, Aqua Boy? Shout out to Mo Hooker for redeeming himself. Because I thought it was going to be another night like on the Andre Wall call when he fought that dude. And he really lost that fight.
And he got that bullshit-ass draw.
Yeah, that was a bullshit-ass draw. He should have lost that fight. But, I mean, I'm from Dallas. I know him, and I'm rooting for him. I was glad that he was able to put it together, tie the dude out, make sense of the fight, and redeem himself by knocking him down, then stopping him. So that was a big time for him. I really hope that he tightened up them things, because him and Press Porges, the little dude from New Orleans, if he land an overhand hook with a hooker or anything, he going to sleep. So he got to tighten that up, because he looked like he's a sucker for that right now. Shout out to Bud for stepping up to Errol and giving us some type of buzz going on with that fight. And I can't wait till that fight happens, and that's my call.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, bro, play that motherfucking audio in the post-production chat. Just please, do the fans a favor. Do the fans a favor real quick. Post- now, y'all, smash that thumbs up button.
Well, it's two of them, or they're the same?
It's going to be the one that Ron emphasized. Yeah, they the same.
I knew he was gonna be here.
And you knew I was gonna pull up.
That's why I came.
Did you know I was gonna pull up?
Oh God, I knew he was gonna be here.
Did you know I was gonna pull up?
Where he at? Did
you know
I got a text message from 3 o'clock?
And you got a FaceTime for me and you didn't answer.
I don't know your number.
Save it.
Yeah, I don't know your number. I'm gonna answer it. Yeah,
nigga, that shit say Omaha, Nebraska, nigga. Omaha, Nebraska.
When you called in, nigga. I knew you was gonna be here. They hit me at 3 o'clock. Said you was gonna be here. Yeah, and he said I pulled up. This young thing. Wait, we playing that back. Hold on.
Right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When a motherfucking number called, that ain't say what come as that. Fucking state and fucking city, right?
Yeah, probably.
So that motherfucker FaceTime said Omaha, Nebraska on that bitch. Who called an Earl from fucking Omaha?
Man, knock it the fuck off, man. You bugging
me. I knew he was going to be here.
And you knew I was going to pull up.
I knew his number. That's why I came.
Did you know I was going to pull up?
Oh, God, I knew he was going to be here.
Did you know I was going to pull up?
AC, where you at?
Did you know I was going to pull up?
I got a text message from 3 o'clock.
And you got a FaceTime for me and you didn't answer.
I don't know your number.
Save it.
I don't know your number.
Nigga, save it.
He want him to save it. Want him to save it. No, he said, I don't know your number, dog. You ain't on my radar.
New Oklahoma gonna be popping tonight like this, bro. Oklahoma, nigga.
He seen Bud number come on his phone. He thought that shit was like one of the motherfucking telemarketers and shit, Oklahoma. Ain't nobody calling from Oklahoma but motherfucking telemarketers or creditors. Get out of here, B. Yeah. All right, hey, yo. He had the hood on, too.
Omaha, baby.
Stop trying to change the subject. He had the motherfucking hood on.
What are you watching, baby?
You ain't see Earl had the hood on?
I bet you said he went a hood on him. Okay. What that mean? Nigga had a hood on,
bruh. He was in take him out mode, bruh.
I just wanted to happen now, bruh. This right here is the perfect nigga. This what we needed, bruh.
No, you're right. I needed this to be sure that Crawford wasn't afraid. I'm sure he is afraid. Not afraid.
Bro, take my word for shit, bro. My eye test.
Take your word. What the fuck? I'm gonna take your word.
I told you about FA. You went down there like, okay, damn. I've been telling you about Wilder.
You told me about FA.
We already know about Wilder, you know what I'm saying? I told you about Bud. He real. I'm telling you.
Shout out to Chris Foster, man. Spence pulled up to a top rank event. And top rank, all trying to use his celebrity and shit, branding photos with their logo, saying, hey guys, look who's here. Like, come on, man. Pull up.
Yo, man, y'all go over to the goddamn Me Boxing Voice IG page, man. Follow us, you know what I'm saying? I got everything posted that bitch. So y'all gonna see all the stories, all the motherfucking audio. Just go ahead, check it out, like it, share it, subscribe, and follow us on here too. We almost to that number, 90,000. Almost to the 90K.
We trying to get there before the day. Yo, my name is Ness. Instagram, Twitter, NessGTO. Peace.
I go by MG. Gross1911 on IG and Gross2312 on Twitter. Peace out.
We back tomorrow for another media reaction show for Big Baby Miller. Right? Is there anybody else fighting tomorrow?
Big Baby fighting tomorrow. We got the Brandon Rios, we got the Lewis Cubis Aries.